fellow that was our guard, he was a KGB man. I mean, that's what they were.
Yeah.
And he picked us out real quick. That night, while we were huddled around the fire to stay warm, and just had to sleep up against the building where the fire was, he came to me and he said, what are you doing here? And he talked perfect English.
Yeah.
And I hesitated. I said, I don't really know how in the heck I got here, but I'm here. And he said, well, trust me. He said, I was a college professor at the Hermitage, a big, beautiful college in Russia. And he said, my wife and I were professors there. And he said, I have helped other people in your position escape back, so you get back on the ship. He said, you're not the first ones that this happened to. And he said, I know you're an American. And he said, I'll make every effort to get you back. Mm. So we had to stay there. Well, it was the day before New Year's. That's when we got to there. And they had he said, I have this thing. The army, the Russian army has a plan. They have some old snow machines, if you want to call them that.
Yeah.
That are here stationed outside of the city. If the Germans takes over, these machines are here for the high up officers to escape. And it's across this Lake Ladoga. And it's 700 miles, nothing. Mm. The ice is on the lakes, froze over, you can get across the lakes, some 40 miles across the lake. And then it's just tundra from here. You go to the railroad where they intercepted you.
Yeah.
And the train goes from Moscow to Archangel. I said, get on the train, go back to Archangel.
Wow.
And that's what we did. We got a blueprint or
map.
Manual of the machine so we could operate it. She wrote it in English so we could, studied that. And when I was a kid, I took shop in high school, and one of my uncles had a shop, automobile shop, garage, and I'd help him out and do things. I knew a little bit about mechanics, but not much. But we got on this machine. We'd worked all day. Well, he said, there's new officers coming to town, new people. And he said, they're going to do something to me. And he said, you got to go tonight. Mm. We'd worked all day, and he come and got us at dark or nighttime. He said, can you run that machine? I said, if we'll run, we'll do it. We took this machine, got on it in the evening, and he said, keep it on 82 degrees, the compass. He said, it'll get you there. Had enough fuel in it to get us there. And he said, it's in good shape. So we stood up all night with this machine going over snow drifts, and cold weather, 50 below zero. No heat in this machine.
Uh-huh.
It was a big old toboggan type thing. Had an airplane motor up on the top propeller. That's how it would run. And we run out all night. There's no sleep, nothing to eat, nothing to drink.
Yeah.
But we made it that day. And the next morning, it's never did get sun up, was it? And up there in January, there's no sun.
Yeah.
And we got there. Well, let's try to figure out what we're going to do. Will we beat each other up and keep circulation going all day?
Yeah.
And that night, got evening again. It gets darker at night, but you know. And we'd been 36 hours without sleep, nothing to eat. And we started getting evening that night and didn't think we'd live and make it, because hell, we were zombies.
It's getting cold.
And cold. But we had our Russian gear we had on the ship, we had it on us. I mean, we were warm enough clothes, but when we got to that point, why, it didn't matter. Zombies.
Yeah.
We ran all night.
How many of there were you?
Two.
Just you and another person? Wow.
My buddy and I.
Wow.
And
so you went from, you were a prisoner of war in St. Petersburg, or Leningrad.
Yeah, that's where we left.
That's where you left, and you went to Archangel.
Well, that's where we're going back to.
Okay.
This railroad run from Moscow to Archangel, mm-hmm. and that's where we had to get to this point. And railroad, there was nothing, no cities or nothing there, and we got about midnight, give up.
Yeah.
And we had no idea where we were. We didn't have any idea of anything. And all of a sudden, my buddy Ray let out a scream. And I said, "What in the world's the matter?" He said, "Isn't this a hell of a place to spend your 19th birthday?" And I was 19, and he was just getting 19.
Yeah.
And it kind of got us motivated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kept, keep it going. We tried everything. We told stories and done anything we could.
So you were just, where you were at, there was nothing still? Even though you'd reached where you wanted to go, there was still nothing there?
No.
So what were you waiting? You were waiting for somebody to come along, or?
No, we kept going.
On the machine.
And we kept that old machine going, and long about, I don't know what time it was, 6 o'clock that morning, we'd been up 48 hours without any sleep. Quiet. We'd just give up. And I told Ray, my buddy, I said, freezing is not a bad way to die. And I said, I'm going to tie this rope to the wheel here so it'll go straight, idle the motor down, and let it take us wherever it wants to take it. And while I was doing this, Ray scraped the ice off the window, and the old engine sputtered.
Mm-hmm.
And I was messing with it to keep it idled down. He screamed and he said, "There's lights up ahead." And in that many miles, we had come within 100 yards of where we were supposed to.
Wow.
We came to a town called Kenosha. It was right on the railroad. Well, we opened that door. It was frozen shut. We had to kick on it and get the dang thing open. Fell out in the snow. Snow was waist deep, covered us up with snow. And we made an angel in the snow and done everything. But some people saw us come up there and helped us out of the snow and took us up this building, which was a depot, a railroad station.
Yeah.
And they gave us some hot potato broth. And hell, we were asleep. And we heard a train whistle. And the train whistle pulled in there, and we were going to get on it. We were going south. We didn't want to go to Russia and Moscow again.
Right.
So we got back in a corner, and we hadn't been sitting there, but just hadn't went to sleep yet. Heard another train whistle. It was going north. So we went out and got on the train.
Yep.
And woke up in Archangel.
So you made it. That's amazing.
And we made it to Archangel, and then we got back to the ship. And
was it the same ship? You got back to the same ship?
Yeah, it was anchored. I mean, it was in the ice out there.
Oh, it was still stuck.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So then you got back to your ship, and then how long did it take before that ship left?
We got back there the 30th day of January, and we didn't get out there until the 15th of May, or March.
Wow.
We were there, but we never left that dang ship again.
Yeah.
And in the process, lost 40 pounds.
Mm.
And we got back. Icebreakers brought us back to Murmansk, and then we got back from Murmansk to Glasgow, Scotland, and then back to New York.
Wow.
And it was quite an ordeal.
Yeah.
And you didn't do it by yourself. The Lord helped us. Had to. And it just made me realize that there is a God. I mean, never since then, I'm a firm believer in the Lord. And it's a touching story, but you couldn't have done it without some help.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's why I'm so, ever since then, for the last 70 years, I've been a believer in it. And I guess you call me a religious man, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And a very touching situation. And I came home and...
Well, let's stop and eat, and then we'll pick it back up.